Ireland's 15-year-olds have ranked first for reading, third for science, and fourth for mathematics out of the 27 EU countries in a major international educational study. The Program for International Student Assessment, PISA, measures how well a cohort of 15-year-old students are doing in the three core domains of reading, mathematics, and science. The study is conducted every 4 years, with the next cycle due in 2029. Students in Ireland also rated above the EU and OECD averages in computational problem solving. However, overall, the report revealed that Irish students' performance in reading and mathematics is lower than in previous cycles of the study. In terms of PISA scores, declines were observed across all three core domains in the OECD and EU. Ireland also experienced such declines, but to a lesser extent than the OECD or EU. While Ireland's performance was above the OECD and EU averages in all domains, the study revealed that there were considerably lower proportions of low performers, defined as students lacking key skills and competences in Ireland across all domains compared to the average across OECD and EU countries. Additionally, Ireland did not have as high a proportion of top performers, those students with advanced competencies, as might be expected given its strong overall performance. Students in secondary schools and those in non-DEIS schools performed better, on average, than their peers in other school types. Among the other findings, Irish boys outperformed girls in all the subjects surveyed in the study apart from reading. Mean scores were higher across all three domains for students attending single-sex schools, with boys benefiting more from single-sex schooling than girls. The Department of Education said that the PISA study highlights how Ireland remains a high performer above most of the participating countries in the OECD and EU, producing world-class outcomes, reflecting the levels of investment in education. I am particularly pleased that Ireland continues to have one of the lowest proportions of lower-achieving students across the OECD and EU, said Minister for Education Hildegard Naughton. Our reading performance remains a significant success story. Irish students continue to rank among the very best readers in Europe, maintaining first place in the EU. However, we cannot ignore the fact that reading achievement has declined internationally, Minister Naughton added. While the PISA study recorded Ireland as having a stable pattern of performance in science, Ireland's reading and mathematics scores were found to be significantly lower compared to other cycles of the study, which is in line with the EU and OECD countries. Results also highlight a trend of decline. While our mathematics performance remains above OECD and EU averages, the results also highlight a trend of decline that has been observed both here and internationally. We must carefully examine these findings and continue to strengthen our efforts to improve numeracy outcomes for all learners, the minister said. The Department of Education said it will closely study the findings. Officials said other factors may be impacting the lower marks for maths and reading, such as a decline in school attendance since the COVID-19 pandemic and students' use of technology inside and outside of the classroom. The proportion of students in Ireland from an immigrant background participating in PISA increased from 17.4% in 2022 to 23.1% in 2025. The main study was administered in 172 schools in Ireland between March and April, with 6,356 students participating. The research is considered a snapshot of students' performance at a single point in time. In 2025, the number of participating countries and economies in the study was 91 compared to 81 in 2022. Increase in absenteeism could be linked to declines. National Project Manager for Program for International Student Assessment, PISA, Dr. Anastasios Karakalidis, said the results indicate that Ireland is performing above the EU and OECD countries, but like those has actually seen a decline since the last cycle. Speaking on Arte Morning Ireland, he said it is difficult to attribute the decline across the board to any one particular factor. Dr. Karakalidis said the OECD has done some additional analysis to try and identify some factors associated with those declines. And they use the term associated and not causing because this is not an experiment. We cannot for sure say that X causes Y, but they found some interesting patterns, some of which apply to Ireland as well. For example, there are some factors such as the increased cases of absenteeism in Ireland and across the world that seem to be linked with declines in performance. We have more cases of students skipping school or classes more frequently than they used to do in the past. Dr. Karakalidis said declines in students' attitudes towards the usefulness of school and declines in the support that students report getting from their families may also be contributing factors. And not necessarily helping your kids to do homework. It's mostly the support you get about your education in general, the number of conversations that you have at home about how school went, how you're going to approach your educational future as a student. It seems that there is a pattern where students report having these kind of conversations with their family less and less frequently. And some of those factors seem to be related with the declines we observe. Dr. Karakalidis said second-generation immigrants, students born in Ireland to immigrant parents, demonstrate really strong levels of performance across all domains, specifically mathematics and computational problem-solving. They outperform their non-immigrant peers. We also have the other immigration group called first-generation immigrants. Those are students that were born outside Ireland to immigrant parents. And this seems to be the group that has the lowest levels of performance in reading mathematics and science. But in computational problem solving in the area of learning in the digital world, they seem to perform better even than compared to non-immigrant students.